Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: why am I dizzy since having my brain injury? Answer: great question. There are a number of reasons of why you might feel dizzy after sustaining a traumatic brain injury. First, let's understand why dizziness can occur, because a person without a traumatic brain injury can feel dizzy and feel as if the room is spinning around them and that they have balance issues. One, many people are on blood pressure medications which lower blood pressure. This can cause someone to be dizzy. Many of these blood pressure medicines work by people urinating more, thus losing a lot of fluid in their body. This leads to someone being dehydrated. So someone with dizziness may be on blood pressure medications that are causing it, or they might be dehydrated and not have enough fluid in their body to fill all their vessels and veins and such. Someone might have anemia, which is having decrease in blood, is the simplest way to say that. A person might have headaches, which could cause dizziness. Certain strokes can cause dizziness. Tumors can cause dizziness. In addition to the previously stated blood pressure medications, seizure medications and antidepressant medications can also cause dizziness. So after a person has a traumatic brain injury, all these things might occur. Someone might feel too sick to get out of bed to drink water. Therefore, they may be dehydrated. Someone might be on a medication to prevent or to treat seizures, or be on an antidepressant medication to help improve mood, but this can cause dizziness. Within our body, we have three sets of body systems that help contribute to balance and help to prevent someone from being dizzy. These are a person's ears, a person's eyes, and a person's muscles and bones. So after a person has a brain injury, as previously mentioned in a previous podcast, one's eyes can be affected, thus causing balance and dizziness issues. Our ears also eventually lead to a nerve that leads to our brain. But also within the ear anatomy are various fluid levels and crystals. And essentially, it's its own chemical world that needs to be in balance. But when there is an imbalance within that system, dizziness can occur. And of course, someone with poor balance is not going to walk well. So therefore, our muscles, our bones, and joints play a large role in keeping a person from having dizziness and balance disorders. So the body will do its best to adapt for whatever system is impaired and not functioning to its maximum level. But there are ways to help treat this. One, medications. Again, look at all the medicines you're on with your doctor and decide if any of these medications might be causing dizziness and balance issues. And also think about what medications might help treat your dizziness and balance issues, such as meclizine. Make sure you're getting proper fluid and nutrition. Eat well and drink well. And also make sure you're sleeping appropriately and getting enough sleep to help maximize your chances of recovering well. Again, we always have to think about the basics, the foundations of what every person needs, whether or not that person sustained a brain injury. Then there's also something called vestibular therapy. These are often physical therapists or occupational therapists that have extra training in balance disorders. It will be very important to also have your eyes examined. Once your eyes are on a road to recovery, vestibular therapy will help improve your dizziness and balance issues. When you go to your vestibular therapist, after a session, you may feel as if your balance and dizziness has worsened, but that's because you're really working out that specific area of your body. Just like after you do a number of push-ups or lift heavy weights, your muscles maybe feel tired out, but ultimately your muscles are getting stronger. So you can think of your balance system and your brain as a muscle that you're working out in order to make it stronger. You will do various tasks in vestibular therapy, such as moving your head right to left, but keeping your eye on a certain target. You might stand on a big exercise ball to help keep your balance. You might go into a special machine that can analyze what aspects of your balance system is not working to its maximum potential for a therapist to help improve that section of your body. So this is a little rundown of why someone might be dizzy or have balance problems after sustaining a traumatic brain injury. Be sure to see your doctor and get the proper care and be referred to the right therapies to help improve this. Here's to steady living without any dizziness.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.